大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你回到由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
Adam, 今天呢，我们要说说洗衣服啦、买菜啦、烧菜啦，各种各样非常家常、非常可以说 homey 的事情。
I wouldn't say homey. You know, just sort of the everyday type stuff.
哦、oh, ，对对对 ，everyday stuff.
嗯、
柴米油盐酱醋茶是吧？
嗯。
但我们今天这期节目的重点是要告诉你，我们习以为常的一些说法，比如说洗衣服，你自然而然就想、I need to wash clothes.
嗯，
对，然后我要去买菜 ，I need to buy some vegetables or to buy some food.
Well, you already made it sound better by adding words like some or my in there. The biggest problem that I see is a lot of our friends when they're learning English, they really want to make just that direct.Literal translation, wash clothes, buy vegetables, sing songs.
哎，你听起来很像一个 AI 的人AI 老师 Adam. 好，那今天我们就要告诉大家这个自然的非常地道的这些家常的事儿，英语要怎么说。那我们就先从洗衣服开始吧。
Is it because my clothes stink? Is that the reason?
I'm not hinting at anything. 没有任何暗示。
Okay, so of course we all know wash is the same.
就洗嘛
Right. Now, clothes, we don't usually say wash clothes. The most natural way to express this is to say do laundry or do the laundry.
Oh, 天哪，真是万万没想到、洗衣服英文里地道的说法和 wash 以及 clothes 一点关系都没有。
Well, like laundry means clean.
Oh, laundry 是这个意思啊。
Right.
You know, I never, 我就学了这个说法 but I've never checked the dictionary,、就 laundry 到底是什么意思。
Right.
I kind of just accepted, okay, 洗衣服 do laundry.
Yeah, and it's not only doing laundry, it's a lot of the accessories, a lot of the stuff that you need to buy to、do laundry, like laundry detergent.
哦，这个我们等一下说，还是先来看看洗衣服。如果你想说，哎呦，我有好多衣服要洗哦，我还有好多衣服没洗。
Okay.
可以怎么说呢
？Well, there, you can say I have a lot of clothes、to wash. That's、
okay.
fine. But usually we just say I have a lot of laundry to do. Or I haven't done the laundry.
Okay, 然后这个、laundry 还是不可数的名词是吧、
that's right.
诶，那很多人周末他们都会说 Oh, it's laundry day.
Oh yeah, laundry day.
就一整天，因为实在是现在你会觉得虽然有洗衣机，但是 do laundry 还是一个好像特别累的事情、然后 you know, you keep putting it off, 就一直拖啊拖拖延着，拖到实在是没有衣服穿了。
Right, so usually on laundry day, you either see people wearing pajamas or like a suit.
要么 super casual, 要么 super formal, 因为正常的衣服都脏了都没有了是吧好那把 do laundry 的用法说完以后呢我们现在来看看刚刚 Adam 说的洗衣粉啦洗衣液啦英语要怎么说
Okay, so we do get this question often, what is the difference between laundry powder and laundry detergent, sometimes also called soap?
还有 laundry liquid 吗
yeah, well, so detergent just means soap. But of course, you can buy detergent as powder or as liquid. Now they come in little
pods.
Pods, yeah.
Oh, 这个东西我在中国不知道现在有没有我刚搬到加拿大的时候我还把它剪开。它就是把洗衣粉或者洗衣液就 individually 都是、分装然后外面就是一层很薄的一个那个塑料的东西
Right, some kind of skin.
然后我刚来的时候我不知道用剪刀把它剪开再倒进去。
What did you find? Soap?
Soap, 对啊。
Lots of soap. Well, I thought you were going to say when you came here,、that was about the time that kids in America were doing the Tide Pod Challenge.
哦、那太恶心了。
Just eat them.
对美国有些 teenager, 他们就是打赌是吧就 你有没有胆量吃这个东西
Just eat it.
后来 YouTube 还 ban 这个 challenge 啊，因为实在是不就中毒了嘛，是吧？好好好，我们还是回到今天的主题。OK, 那看完了洗衣粉、洗衣液都会用到 laundry 这个词。另外呢，还有一个就是洗衣篮。
All right, the basket, the laundry basket.
那它通常很大嘛，你所有的东西都倒在里面，是吧？
Right.
好的，那我们现在来看看。机器好吧洗衣机还有烘干机
Okay, so here's where it gets a little bit tricky, but not too、tricky. We do say a washing machine.
就洗衣机
Right, we do not say a drying machine.
Why?
English, you're so crazy.
那不说 drying machine, 烘干机应该怎么说呢?
Dryer.
Oh, so it's just a dryer.
It's just a dryer. So you could say, here is my washing machine, here is my dryer. But often when they are together, and they're usually together, we say washer and dryer.
Oh, 这样。诶，你刚刚说 together, 就是它还是两个 separate machines,
right.
对吗?但是它通常就是洗衣机放在底下，烘干机是那个挂在上面、
right.
这样的啊。好，那讲到 dryer， 其实我们吹头发的那个吹风机 ，that's also a dryer， right？
It's a dryer， but we'd probably say a hair dryer,
a hair dryer
or a blow dryer。
对，好的，那看完了洗衣服 ，let's move on to 下面一件我很喜欢干的事情。我好像就是喜欢买。下面一个东西是买菜。
Oh, nice. Okay, so I do hear a lot of my friends saying I need to go.Buy vegetables.
And meat.
Yeah. Now, what's funny is if you say you are buying vegetables here, it really only means you are buying vegetables.
就像 Adam, 什么肉都不买
Well, you know, I mean, I, like, for example, if I was going to buy rice.
Rice
is not a vegetable, but I would still go buy it.
对，它就是很具体，不像我们中文的买菜，其实就涵盖了我买各种各样吃的东西、副食品，对吗？那所以英文要怎么表达买菜呢？
Get groceries.
天哪，又是和白和菜一点关系都没有。
So maybe I shouldn't have started with get. I mean, you guys probably know by now that 90% of all, you know, English, everyday expressions use get.
对啊。
But if you don't,
大家 get 了没有?
You get it? But if you don't want to use get, you can also just say go grocery shopping.
那可以说 buy groceries.
You could say buy groceries.、Oh. You could also do the grocery shopping.
好，那我们还是来看看这个词 grocery.
Okay.
Or groceries.
Yeah.
或者像你念的是 grocery.
Grocery, yeah.
应该是念 sh 吗?
That's the way I was brought up.
虽然它的拼法是这个 G-R-O-C-E-R-Y,、mm-hmm. 但很多 native speakers 都会念
Grocery.
Grocery.、
I、gotta go get groceries.
哦，好的。那到哪里去买呢?
You go to the grocery store.
Grocery store 是不是就涵盖菜场以及超市?
Well, you know, there is such a thing called a supermarket. I'm、right. sure you guys know that store. But supermarkets are usually more like Walmarts.Really, really big, whereas a grocery store really could just be like a convenience store.
对，就主要是卖这个副食品啊。诶，前面讲到菜场，菜场的英文是什么？
Well, we could say just a market. We have farmers markets.
对，北美 farmers market 就菜场还是一个 event, 对吧？大家去那儿好激动，然后里面东西还挺贵的。
Yeah, but there aren't really, I mean, in the summertime, there are often like stands where you can buy certain fruits and vegetables. It's not like a place. You don't just go to like the fruit market.
诶，我教你一个新加坡英语好吗？
嗯。
They call 菜场 wet market.
Oh, yeah.
对，因为它好像有 market 是卖 dry 的。
嗯。
我也想到干湿垃圾分类。好的，那这 grocery 衍生出来啊，就跟买菜有关的一些名词都会用到它。比如说你要列一个清单，对吧？
Yes, that's right. So make sure you make that grocery list.
嗯，然后现在还有很多就是外送，帮你送到家的。
嗯 ，OK, so delivery, you can get your groceries delivered.
哦 ，OK, 但这些也还蛮贵的，至少在加拿大很多 grocery deliveries 挺贵的。
Yes, yes, they really are. So if your grocery budget is not very high,I might suggest that you avoid grocery delivery.
是你的买菜的 budget 预算啊，这个菜钱不够了。好，那刚刚讲到买菜 ，next step 就是你回家要烧菜啊。
Okay. So again, we've got two characters in Chinese that do not. They can translate. You can make food.
Cook food.
You could cook food.
我想到我们中文还有个说法是做饭 ，make rice.
Make rice. Yeah.
其实刚刚那个 make rice 没有错，但是就是如果你只做一锅米。米饭 that's making rice, right?
Right, right, exactly. Everything else that you make with the rice doesn't count.
好，那这个 activity 叫什么呢？
Cooking.
就是 cook.
It's cooking. You are cooking.
对，我觉得真的很重要的是 guys, you don't need to say I need to cook food.
Mm-hmm.
就是 cook 就 OK 了。
You're just cooking. So again, you can make something specific. Like Jenny said, it could be rice.
Mm.
It could also be...
番茄炒蛋。
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, you can make some scrambled eggs and tomato and send it over to me.
对，反正就是 make 具体的一个什么菜啊、mm-hmm. 一个吃的东西。好，那如果我们要问别人你烧菜吗？然后你爱不爱做饭？
Okay, so probably the most natural would just be, do you cook?、Or do you like to cook?
你做菜在行吗？做得好不好？
Are you good at cooking? I have got that question a lot.
Oh, I've got a good one.、
Mm.
自己做饭，你自己会做饭吗、
oh, yeah.
这个怎么说？ Do you cook yourself?
You cook yourself.
把自己烧一烧。
You just get in the pot and turn the water on. Yeah, you don't want to cook yourself.
那怎么说呢？
You could cook for yourself.、
Uh.
So that is something that I like to do. People ask me, are you good at cooking? Well, I don't know if I would say yes, but I do cook, I do like to cook, and I do cook for myself.
不管是给自己做了还是给别人做都是要加 for someone 这个介词、
right.
啊、讲到 cook 这个词、啊、它既是动词又是名词。
That's right. If you are somebody who cooks, then you could be called a cook.
对，所以这个大家一定要记住，如果你是一个很爱做饭的人啊，或者你做了一顿饭，You are not a cooker.
Cooker.
You are the cook.
That's right.
一个 cook 其实就是 someone who cooked food or、
right.
cooks food, 对吧
That's right.
那 professional 专业的厨师
Oh, that's a chef.
啊、
yeah,
对
chef.
厨师就是 chef. 那这个词呢它是 C-H-E-F, 但它不念 chef.
Right, chef.
是法语是吗、
mm-hmm.
oh, chef OK 我们刚刚说不是 cooker、啊、做饭的人但 cooker 是有这个词的它只是另外一个东西
Right, like a rice cooker
对电饭煲好的我想到一个 related 就是讲了那么多这个 cook、啊、做饭那吃饭呢Eat rice, eat food.
Eat rice. Yes, you do eat food.、
Mm.
Hopefully, you're eating food. 、but generally speaking, you would not ask if someone has eaten food.
啊，你吃了没有？吃饭了
没有？ Like if you just like, have you eaten?
对，就光用 eat 这个动词就行了。Mm. 或者现在很多人foodies 很爱吃，对吧？
Mm.
Do you like to eat food? 可以问一个人 do you like to eat 吗？
Well, you could. It doesn't really come up as an a question. It might just be more of like someone just says, oh, I love to eat.、
嗯、对对对
I just love to eat. But you kind of can look at them and you know that.
但有些人就吃的都不胖啊、mm. 很 lucky 啊 Okay, so that brings us to our last activity. 啊、这个呢 Adam 很爱唱歌、
That's、
然后、
right.
在我们这次广州的线下见面会你会唱歌是不是
I hope so, yeah.
So you will sing songs?
I will sing songs, yeah, I sure will. Now, it's so funny because when you sing, you are of course singing a song. 、so we don't really say sing songs. Like,laundry before or washing clothes, you could say sing a few songs,、
okay.
sing a couple songs, but usually we just say sing.
比如我爱唱歌。
I like to sing.
OK. 那如果是约朋友去唱 K, 就你想去唱歌吗？你想去唱 K 吗？
So that's a really good question. Yes, you can sing karaoke. I like singing karaoke, but we really just say go to karaoke.
Oh, do you want to go
Yeah, like we're all going to karaoke tonight. Do you want to come?
Okay, got it. 好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，讲了一些很日常，很 everyday, 但我觉得这也是它的好处，很有用。Because these are things you do every single day, 对不对？
That's right. These are things that I do every day. I don't know about other people.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。如果大家想学更多实用的日常的 everyday English, 以及你平时在工作或者出国旅游甚至你移民在海外都能用到的英语，大家可以尝试一下开言英语的会员课程，因为我们有一个非常丰富的课程库，不管你是哪个级别，你都会找到非常适合自己的学习内容。好，大家下载我们的 app 开言英语，免费尝试吧。Okay, that's it from us. We will see you next time. 再见。
All right, bye guys.